Are you enjoying your forgiveness? I'm Mary Lohman of the Christian Working Woman, and you know, when the enemy of our soul can't keep us from confessing our sins to our forgiving God, he'll try to keep us from enjoying the truth that when God forgives us, he remembers it against us no more. So this week, I'm encouraging you to enjoy your forgiveness. But of course, in order to do that, you have to confess whatever sin is in your life and forsake it and ask God to forgive you. And the good news is, he is always willing to forgive. 1 John 1:9 makes that very clear. It says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. I believe that a Christian who's refusing to confess known sin and just keeps hanging on, even if it seems something small or not important, that person is more miserable than a person who's not a follower of Jesus Christ and indulging in the same sin, because it's the Holy Spirit within us that becomes very uncomfortable or offended and grieved when we harbor unconfessed sin. So the first thing is to make sure you have confessed your sin, turned from it, and you know God has forgiven you. Make sure of that. But maybe you're thinking that you have done that, and yet you keep asking God again and again to forgive you for what he has already forgiven. Does that describe you? Well, if so, I would remind you that God has chosen to remember your sins no more once they are forgiven and forsaken. Therefore, who are you to keep bringing them up, living in regret, and refusing to enjoy the forgiveness you have received? I understand that God is probably the only one who can truly erase his memory if he chooses to. You and I, in these earthly bodies with our sin natures, well, we just don't have that miraculous power to totally forget. I understand that. But we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, so it is possible to enjoy your forgiveness instead of letting your past hang over you like a dark cloud, robbing you of peace and joy. Now, I'm going to talk about this some more tomorrow, so please join me. Our new Zoom Bible study has begun. It's on improving your relationships, and you can register right now at ChristianWorkingWoman.org. I also would recommend my book, Why Do I Always Feel Guilty?, because it relates to this topic that we're talking about this week. It can help you break the condemnation of guilt. You'll find it in our store on the website at ChristianWorkingWoman.org.